Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guys, did you see us at the Vax Live? We were there, Selena Gomez, and did we get a scene with Chrissy Teigen? I don't know, we're filming this before. We're wearing the same clothes as 2 weeks ago. Surprise!
But that means it's a good old-fashioned evergreen episode. Doesn't matter what time or place you're listening to this, it's gonna be good. Maybe we'll talk about some segments Miles has.
That's right, Keith. I've got segments today.
Woo!
Woo.
Okay, what kind?
Well, I thought it'd be fun if we... Fun/villainous/mischievous, Ned, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, Miles.
I'm a little villain, man, and I thought it'd be fun if we stole segments from other podcasts.
Miles, we
no.
can't.
That's right, the Miles. Try Guys are out of ideas.
Oh, this is the episode everyone's been waiting for.
Yeah.
And hold on real quick. Are the Try Guys out of ideas, or is the producer of the tripod?
We'll just have to find out.
Hungry.
You're hungry, Keith?
I'm going to interrupt this.
I brought my lunch.
We should.
I have it here.
What
I
kind?
Could go eat it right now.
Wow. What'd you bring, Zach?
Probably something not good.
All right, so before we jump into stealing shit, I've totally changed my diet. Ned alluded to this in another
diet
episode.
Diet alert.
What did you say?
Diet alert.
I for my AS have gone one totally vegan, or like 90% vegan. I'm trying to cut out all animal product because to see if it helps with my inflammation, but also to help with my AS, I'm trying to put on mass and I'm trying to gain muscle. So I am eating more than I have ever eaten in my life. And it took me
very exciting.
About 2 weeks to like for my body to be like, what the fuck, dude? Why is there so much food inside of us? But now I'm a well-oiled
stomach
machine.
Is stretched.
And I am excited. Starving all the time.
Whoa.
He's
a Keith Ned boy now.
Yeah. Yeah. But like when I like so I've been cooking different types of vegan meats and tofu. I like it. I'm getting really good at cooking it. But it takes for the same amount, like I'm eating 140 grams of tofu for every meal, which I don't know if you can picture that. If you get
a
block of tofu, that's like 2/3 of the block. It's a lot of tofu. I'm eating and
you're trying to be healthy, so you can't deep fry it.
Well, maybe a little.
And
that's like just, that's step one. I'm going to increase that amount as like, because right now I think I'm still only at around 2,000, just a little over 2,000 calories, but I'm going to get past that as my body gets more and more. So I might go make my lunch right now.
Gosh. Whoa. So how's the tofu prepped?
honestly, just fucking put teriyaki sauce on it, bro.
All that and more on today's tripod.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I bake it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, Zach, I got a question.
Yeah.
Because I'm cooking for you this weekend.
Yeah.
What should I cook? I was thinking about making tacos. Okay,
girl, I cooked for him last weekend, which now on this episode is
several weeks ago. A month ago.
I got very into it. Yeah. It's tricky.
There's no dairy.
But he eats fish. Yeah. So I went to,
you are eating fish. That
I went
was my
to the
main
fish
question.
Market and I got some very like sushi grade yellowfin
yellowtail.
I'm like, what's yellowfin?
Yellowtail.
Yeah. So we did a little sashimi app. We did that cauliflower with tahini dressing. No butter in that because no dairy. No bell peppers.
I was going to offer some sort of grilled seafood option for you
because
I was going to do tacos.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to make a big.
I mean,
yes,
I was also thinking about this, and I'm like, I might just bring like a big plate of tofu to mix in, like, because basically I can go eat whatever I want, but then if I don't hit my benchmarks when I come home, I just need to eat more.
Well, see, so much of what a Mexican night is vegan. Make some black beans, make some guacamole, have some chips, make some tortillas,
and you can cook things without butter.
And most of that doesn't need butter at all.
Well,
make me some
not
potatoes.
The way I make black beans.
Well, we just use oil.
I just need a lot of carbs, a lot of protein.
I was thinking about doing potato. I was either, if you weren't going to have seafood, I was going to make you potato tacos.
I'll take that too.
But, there's only so much. If I'm working on the grill, I like to stay just on the grill. If I'm doing potatoes, I'm not at the grill.
I'll bring potatoes.
I felt so aimless not having a large meat to grill on the grill. I'm like, okay, we're gonna have barbecue. We're gonna grill. We're gonna grill vegetables. A lot of vegetables. but you know, salmon.
Well, it's funny. The guy that I'm working with, so who is like my nutritionist, he is this dude with AS who is like a vegan bodybuilder. He is swole. And he's like, I literally have never eaten a salad once in my life. And when when his friends cook for him, you assume like, oh, he's vegan. He just wants some like vegetables. Like, no, he's eaten like vegan bison burgers and shit like that. He wants meat, not meat. He wants protein.
I don't know
if our date night episode has come out yet, but I think it hasn't. So a little teaser, we did a date night episode featuring Chicken Watch Boas. Keith and Chris, and it was at Cafe Gratitude,
so good.
Which is a delicious vegan
really
restaurant
good.
In LA. Yeah, and we did the challenge was to make a vegan fried chicken sandwich, and so the way they do it is they do a chicken fried oyster mushroom, where oyster mushrooms are like they have like lots of little tiny mushrooms in kind of a forest, and then you get the batter all in there, you get the breading all in there, and then you fry it up, and it tasted delicious.
It was good.
It tasted kind of like fried chicken.
It's so cool, like the ingenuity of some vegan cooking. I don't do that. I'm a very basic chef for myself. But if you guys not in LA don't know what Cafe Gratitude is, I just want you to picture in your mind the most stereotypical LA restaurant.
Yeah.
That you can picture.
Oh, yeah.
So everything, you do not order, can I have the fried chicken sandwich? You order the, I am beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I am grateful.
Yeah, you just say,
I am fulfilled.
It's really
they're
cool.
All...
Each thing on the menu is an intention or, you know, you say
an
something.
Affirmation.
An affirmation, right? And you kind of, it feels a little LA, but they don't take it too seriously. But they have stories of people that are like, you know, I am strong, and then they break down in tears because they like just had a cancer diagnosis or something.
Oh,
or it's like, you know what? I am strong. I can do this.
Yeah.
The chicken fried oyster mushroom is called I Am Enthusiastic. So you talk to the server, you say, I am enthusiastic. And then they say, you are enthusiastic. And then in the back of the kitchen, they say, you are enthusiastic. You are enthusiastic. You are enthusiastic. I am enthusiastic.
I both love it and think it is the most grown-worthy thing. But I think when you're there, you feel it, and you're like, I'm into it.
Guys, I usually don't like this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Ned Twitter 2016, fuck salads. I've changed. I'm a changed man.
Wow.
I thought that this place was so cool, and that this, as silly as it is, this menu technique really had a, like, you know, truth to it. And now I wake up every morning. I try and express things that I'm grateful for and set some affirmations and intentions for my day.
You know what, Ned?
And it's really like helped me like have a positive attitude.
You know what, Ned? You are changed.
Thank you.
Ned, I feel changed. Like you love astrology now. It seems like in the same universe of this sort of positive energy.
He's a Gemini, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys. I don't know if I can go that far. But, you know, I'm grateful that astrology gives so many people a sense of meaning, purpose, and
I
fun.
I am impressed.
I might either make you shrimp tacos, or maybe I'll make you swordfish tacos, because I've been making I made swordfish the other day, and swordfish is delicious, and it is very healthy.
Yeah, not for pregnant women.
Well, no.
I'm definitely not.
It's not for them, but it's really delicious. Yeah. It's the fish that eats like a steak.
I am going to be probably getting off fish eventually, so I'll make it harder for you next time.
Well, I know, but that's why I was like, I figure you're still on fish, especially if you're trying to eat a lot of protein, because it's a great way to do it. Yeah.
You're having a party. I want to have a party. Did I tell you guys about this? I want to have a birthday party for Wes where we rent a real excavator on a patch of land.
You got to figure it out.
Did I talk about this on the podcast?
Whoa, no. Oh, yes, you did on Baby Steps, but not on the tripod.
Okay, so.
Different audience.
Different audience. Get this. It is very easy to get a big-ass excavator delivered to your house.
Yeah.
All you need is a credit card and a willingness to blow some money.
Mm-hmm.
How much money are we talking?
We're talking $300, which seems surprisingly affordable.
That's cheap.
Like, you just drive it down the street honking?
No, I think that's illegal. That's illegal. But, like, private property.
Bye.
I was like, do I need a special license? And they're like, no, just, you know. Credit card and file. And I was like,
but baby's gonna drive it.
Yeah, what if a baby drives it? I mean, sort of. I think a liability would be on me, though. You probably sign your life away. Yeah. Anyways, I have this excavator on standby, but I have nowhere to put it. And I just have this imagination where it's Wes's birthday. He loves trucks. He doesn't just love trucks, he loves digger trucks. Like excavators, scraper, tractor trucks. I mean, he like knows all the little names.
Loaders,
of loaders,
hoppers,
front loaders, crane trucks.
Do you guys remember? So back in the old days when playgrounds were made with rusted metal, there used to be this
the good old days.
A thing that was like this where you sat in a seat and it was like a digger claw, and you could like operate it as a child, and you could like dig up and you could swivel around and dump the sand around, and like it was so cool as a kid. Do those still exist? Is that a thing? Because that would be a cool thing that actually exists. That is a great afternoon.
But you know what? Some people on Twitter said there's some theme parks where you can do that. Like for real. Like,
well, there's demolition parks.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
demolition parks.
We've wanted to do that as a video for a long time because there's one in Vegas. Where you can just like swing a wrecking ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why?
You can, like destroy a car?
What are we waiting for?
I don't know. Well, COVID, but
right.
Now
okay.
Now we.
But now we can go do anything we want. We're powerful.
We wax and vax, baby.
Get it on the list, Miles.
Well, guys, we're stealing from other podcasts this week, and we've got a couple little podcasts that I thought are very popular.
Would you say we're digging in other people's backyards?
Hey. Keith, your wit and charm, as always, is a delight.
Can we start with the daily?
Yeah, we're going to start with the daily.
I'll do, here's what else you need to know today. And then when Keith talks, I'm just going to go,
That's good. The first one is the daily. I do
really?
Have a, yeah, it is.
Oh, wow.
And I thought I have sort of a little news story here, and I thought we could kind of wax about it, kind of give our own little take about it.
Do we need to like tell people what these podcasts are, even though they're way bigger and more popular than ours?
No. The daily is a news show by the New York Times. That's
it's a
all
good
I'll say.
One. Yeah, I listen big. To it. I like it. It makes me feel informed. Little 30-minute deep dives on topics. And then there was a tweet that ruined me forever where Michael Barbaro, the host, he makes these sounds. And someone tweeted that he likes to imagine that he's just eating a delicious sandwich the whole time. And so those sounds are just him going,
I believe that.
Empathetic mms.
Show me the story, baby.
All right. An interesting new study seems to indicate that monkeys increase the size of their social circles during times of strife or resource scarcity. Researchers observed Puerto Rico's rhesus macaque, not pronounced right, probably, populations in Cayo Santiago in the aftermath of 2017's Hurricane Maria, and observed each individual increase the amount of grooming activities as the number of monkeys groomed. Following the disaster. By the numbers, there was a greater than 50% increased chance that the monkeys would be seen grooming after the hurricane when compared to before. And they were four times more likely to be sitting close to another monkey. So essentially, the aftermath of a hurricane meant that the monkeys of different tribes and species came together to clean.
That sounds very much like how humans operate it when there's disasters. Like, I feel like everybody wants to live in their own little silo, right? And then if a tornado hits your town, everybody kind of gets out and tries to help.
And sometimes that tornado is a newborn child.
Sometimes a newborn, yeah, for sure. Like, it is true that when strife happens, either on an individual level or a larger level, people try to reach out and offer support and help. Sometimes they even groom one another.
I feel bad for the monkeys. I just feel so bad for all animals, especially like lately. I'm like, guys, why the fuck? You know what? Here's my new theory.
Octopus documentary?
My octopus teacher.
I haven't finished it, but I've gotten through most of it. It's great.
I will say in that movie, I wanted to know like what happened to you, bro? They allude to this great personal trauma that led to him hanging out with an octopus all the time. But I want to know. Anyway. I feel like here's my grand theory, right? Yeah. So like we've been talking about the scourge of white supremacy, right?
Yeah.
I also just think human supremacy is a real problem, and it really is our culture of individualism that has poisoned America, right? Here I'm getting on my stoner thoughts right now, right?
Corn box.
Here we go.
And corn box.
I thought we were talking about
you can while we do it, so it's still in the daily, right? But we're all me, and we've gotten away from the community, and we think that we're the best, that Americans are the best, and fuck the rest of the planet. That includes the other people on the planet, includes the other animals on the planet. And how dare we think that we're just the only ones on here? And what pisses me off is that when we are individualistic, it comes back and bites us.
Did they do this sort of stuff on the daily?
No. They don't.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But
well,
I feel like,
I mean,
we're like,
I hear ya.
Don't you want to live on a planet where like we're just one of the creatures that are living harmonious? Like, imagine if they're just dolphins thriving, splashing around. Imagine if there was a city of monkeys.
I don't think that'd be good.
It'd be city chaos.
You've been watching.
So, to an extent, I agree with you, but I don't think that like a hippo and I should have the same rights. You know, I don't think I should have to make, the hippo's hungry, so I guess I should let him eat me.
No, of course, but they have their own government. It's Hippo Town.
Do they? They have their own government? And do you think it's a good one?
Yeah. So
I think they would go to war with us immediately.
And
hippos
you know
are really aggressive.
I would choose their side because they are better fighters than
have
us.
Have you seen hippo take down a watermelon? Because it's cool.
Yeah, a watermelon.
A cool video where this guy just throws a watermelon into a hippo's mouth and he fucking crushes it immediately.
Anyway, that was the daily.
Moving on to
monkeys,
the next one.
Legend, one more thing about monkeys.
Yeah.
They're crafty little guys. They'll steal from you in a heartbeat. They're charmers. They're like almost people, you know, but they have their own agendas.
I mean, that's kind of what that article was. Like, you can learn things about human dynamics by studying, you know, monkey populations. It's pretty cool.
Seagulls, too.
Seagulls?
Y'all know about bonobos.
I'm just thinking about crafty.
Seagulls,
the crafty thieves of the
world.
I do
not want to have their own government.
No.
One time I saw a seagull eat an entire hot dog and it was bobbing in his throat. Yes. It was gross.
Yes. So.
Speaking of monkeys, this is actually piggybacking on the daily. I did hear about this one time where they did a research trial for like nicotine studies on monkeys. and the monkeys were like smoking cigarettes, right? And then they released them back into the wild. But the monkeys were addicted to nicotine. Whoa. So the monkeys would go into the town and beat people up and steal their cigarettes.
Oh, gosh.
To go back into the thing. And monkeys are crazy, man. They can get aggressive.
And we shouldn't.
Nicotine's we obviously
crazy,
shouldn't
man.
Make
we
them smoke
shouldn't
cigarettes.
Be giving them cigarettes.
No, we really shouldn't.
Do you know about... Oh, God, this has a really fucked up ending, actually. Mm. Do you know about the psychological study in the 70s where they tried to prove a psychic link between humans and dolphins?
I think I've heard about that.
It is unbelievable.
They tried to prove it?
Yeah.
Discover it?
Yeah, it seems like a biased study.
I'm paraphrasing here. I know for a fact, and I can prove it too. So they had a researcher living...
Magnetic storm didn't wipe out all my data archives. I swear.
So they had a researcher living with a dolphin in a partially submerged home. So she was living like up to her waist and the dolphin was swimming around. And there's kind of a, it's a fun ending, but there's a fucked up part of it. So maybe I could just skip the fucked up part.
Yeah, this sounds like the premise of a really good children's story.
What the fucked up part of it has to deal with.
All right, I'm gonna breeze past the fucked up part. So the male was very sexually frustrated. And so the researcher instructed them to pleasure the dolphin bleep that part, whatever.
Oh, man, but talking about utopia with all animals and one
this
and
is
one
what
sentence.
You're this is what you're gonna
this
want
this is
to,
what
Zach.
You want
but you're gonna like this, all right?
Okay,
so word got out and they were gonna shut it down, so they had one night and they were all like, fuck, we gotta like prove
fuck.
let's all do drugs and
high school's ending.
Ned's got it.
Really?
So they were like, we need to prove a psychic link. So they all dropped acid together.
The dolphins too?
Humans and dolphins.
Oh my God.
And the final text of the study, by the way, this is a landmark study.
So was
only,
it just scrawled in blood and feces?
The only thing that the study proved was that interspecies sexual satisfaction can happen, but the final study.
Great findings.
Tell me about the acid trip.
Oh my God.
The write up of the acid trip was, we did not prove a psychic link between humans and dolphins. However, it was agreed that everyone had a very good trip.
So funny. Gosh.
They did
70s, man.
Wild experiments in the studies. I mean, that's where all the like Stanford Prison Experiment, electroshock experiment, lots of fucked up stuff.
Yeah. There was one that I thought would make a really great movie. It was there's a book called The Three Christs of Ypsilanti. And it was, again, this is like one of those very fucked up things that like we now have a code of ethics to not do these kind of studies. It was three paranoid schizophrenic people who all thought that they were Jesus Christ. And so what they tried to do is the doctor brought them all together and thought that I can shake them of their thoughts if I reveal them to each other. And it actually did the opposite. It made them double down in a really dangerous and horrible way. And it's one of these studies that like we should not repeat. It was a bad thing. It was unethical, but it's a really fascinating story.
I got a question about the lady with the dolphin.
Yeah.
Were her feet just so pruned?
She must have been in like a rubber suit, right?
Right, because you can't just live in water.
Yeah.
You can't just live in water.
You just gotta mess with your regulatory, you know, systems.
Your skin, you're gonna get a rash.
That's true.
So pruny.
You're gonna need
some baby butt chapstick for your whole body.
You're gonna need to dry off sometimes. How did the house
and
even
how
work?
Did the house, yeah.
What kind of house is
this?
It's
gotta be structural damage.
She live in a pool?
Real money behind it.
All right, moving on to the next pod that we're stealing from. This one's not one that we recommend, but it's really popular. Call Her Daddy. Very popular podcast. And one of the things they do on this show is they talk about sex. Sorry, Ned's dad sitting next to me. And they gossip, which leads us
He doesn't know what sex is.
Sorry. Which leads us to our next segment. Summer of Hotness is back, baby. You guys remember this?
What do you mean?
We did a segment called
We did a segment?
A landmark segment. Speaking of landmark research, we did a landmark segment called Summer of Hotness last year.
My favorite thing is when Miles introduces something and we just...
It makes me so nervous.
It's my favorite thing that's happened quite often.
Oh my God.
Recently.
Yeah.
Wait, what is Summer of Hotness?
I started following Call Her Daddy when all the business drama happened.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
I came for the business drama, the breakups, oh, and then I stayed that. For the... The sex content, because it is pretty funny.
Yeah.
But wait, let me do it.
Are you going to do an impression?
Yeah.
Awesome.
What's up, Daddy Gang? We're back at it again.
There's no way that's what a woman sounds like.
That's how the intro sounds.
That's
it's
true.
Me, your single father. God, it feels good to say that. And Daddy Gang, I just have to tell you, we have an awesome guest today. He eats everything on the menu and fucks everything inside.
Whoa!
It's Keith Habersberg. Now, Keith and I have been hanging out all weekend.
Are you Keith?
I don't know. Hey, so happy to be here. I love
we really
stuff
got
in
into
mouth.
It, and I'm not going to talk about anything that Keith doesn't want to talk about because Keith has been through some shit.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
This is my interview with Keith.
Oh, I thought we weren't going to.
What's the actual story?
Okay, so Summer of Hotness is a landmark segment.
That was very good, Ned, by the way.
That was really good.
I was into that.
Long-time caller, Keith.
First time. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I put everything in my mouth.
People loved this segment when it came out. It's where I list things out, and you tell me if they get you off or
yes.
not.
Yes.
Oh, this is
I
when we
love
talk about
this segment.
Whitefish not hot.
Love yeah, it. Exactly. Yes. So it's Summer of Hotness. And Summer coming up again, obviously. We're just around the corner. OVX Live is over now, and we're ready to party. So
stop making this dated. It's an evergreen episode.
I'm sorry.
Any old time you can listen to this and enjoy
December.
It.
It could be winter of colds.
Yeah.
Okay, so first up on the Summer of Hotness. A mocktail with mint leaves and just a little vodka in sneak.
Something's a mocktail. Sneak booze in it. It's illegal. It's immoral.
Not hot.
Up until that point, it was hot.
It was hot.
Daddy Gang, yeah. You had me until the vodka.
A good refreshing afternoon sweet drink. It doesn't even have to be like called a mocktail, just a refresher.
Yeah.
You something refreshing is
this
nice.
This summer, fam, we're getting fucked up on non-alcoholic beverages. Woo! That's right. We're drinking juice. Mm-hmm. We're having not alcohol. We're having bubbly water.
Keith, I would give that mocktail the Gluck Gluck 9000.
Oh my God. You know what's the new meta for seltzer? Spindrift.
What?
Oh,
what
is hell, this? It's
that's
good.
The new meta. It's the new
the new meta.
Like, it's the new meta game. It's the new, like, top of the leaderboards. Meta game, maybe that's a video game thing, but it's, like, the thing that is statistically the best to do.
Spindrift
I don't
is.
You're using meta game correctly.
Well, it's just... the new meta is a phrase, Ned. Okay. Don't school me on gamer stuff.
I'm not schooling you on gamer stuff. I'm schooling you on, I don't think you can use that to talk about seltzies.
You're I'm with you, Miles.
Hotness.
Have you all had Spindrift?
Uh-huh.
It's the seltzer made with real fruit juice, and it's delicious.
They didn't pay us, Keith.
Well, let's cut to a sponsor that did.
I bought a sparkling water maker.
Yeah,
I've got one of those too, but Spindrift's better.
It's not, is it? Is it?
Because you know, got it. I'm gonna buy some for this Friday.
Yeah, okay.
You guys can have some.
I got that SodaStream, and we kind of stopped using it.
Well, I upgraded from the SodaStream.
You know, product.
I actually stole the office's SodaStream for a while, and then we were like, you know what? This isn't pretty enough. So now we got one that's like. I forget what company it is, but it's the one that Matt and Eugene have too. It's hot.
I think that's one we have.
It's hot.
Becky loves countertop appliances.
Same.
We have them all. I'm not. I. You know. I feel like I don't need them. I don't need them all.
You're
I need a toaster.
Me you wouldn't deep throat that. Yeah, that's we're still
disrespectful.
I don't like bubbly water because water without bubbles makes me burp.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one sip of bubbly water. I'm burping for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
It sets my stomach ablaze. Burps are
hot. Burps are sexy. But because this is we're stealing Caller Daddy's thing, we need to talk about what sort of beverage gets you in the mood, gets you ready to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Gets you sensually
just a little
correct.
Too much wine.
Is that right? You just think just
wine.
A little too
a
much
little
wine?
A little too much wine.
I think wine can make you a little sleepy. I love wine, but as a beverage.
Bloody Marys. Really get
Are you
there.
Kidding me?
Vegetable juice.
Like having a bunch of soup before.
Vegetable stock. I just drink up some bone broth.
Gin and celery water.
Oh my god.
Celery water will. Celery water, if you want to poop, let me tell you.
If you want to poop,
celery juice will do the trick. Miles, what else is hot?
All right, here's the question. Is this hot? Putting your peen through your hole in your underwear to pee or pulling them down to your ankles?
Whoa, wait. So you're saying which one is hotter?
Yeah.
if our female audience doesn't know or has experience, men's underwear has a little hole in it. So you don't have to take off your underwear to pee.
You can just zip. And
you can, but nobody does.
Nobody does.
I do. Sometimes it's fun.
You got to navigate it through this maze of fabric.
It doesn't buying. Work. Underwear without holes, because most of what would happen is if I'm jogging or something, it would kind of like my dick would
find its
snake
way out.
Through the
hole somehow.
And I'm just flopping around with my gym shorts.
Nobody wants that.
I think it's hotter to pull them down all the way to your ankles. You get a nice, quick forward folding stretch in that moment. Good
Let
thing to wake up.
Your pants touch the floor.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, super hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you could be having sex.
You could be.
For all we know.
Be a little weird to keep your underwear on.
I wouldn't recommend navigating your penis through your underwear for intercourse. That's odd.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
What if you have really cool prints on it, though?
Okay, then no.
Shout out to MeUndies.
I don't think so.
What if you have like little spacemen on them?
Yeah.
Is MeUndies a sponsor today?
This would be I don't know.
We don't know. It's several weeks in advance. I mean, it's evergreen.
Yeah. All right. Up next here, Sprouts.
Oh, the supermarket?
No, the food.
Brussels?
No.
Brussels sprouts or those little alfalfa sprouts?
Oh, fuck sprouts.
Really?
I think there's nothing that ruins a sandwich quite like that stupid, coarse vegetable. And they always put it on the vegetarian one and be like, this is what's going to get them going.
I wanted to eat hair.
Do you want something that eats like hair and hay together and offers no flavor, but offers a web of texture that you don't like and will also fall out everywhere of the sandwich?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Keith. Do you not want folate? And magnesium, phosphorus, and vitamin K. You know what? That attitude, you're looking vitamin K deficient, bro.
Whoa, I just take vitamins.
Vitamin K?
I'm sure it's in that one.
I like it in the smoothies, though. It's good in smoothies. I think it's atrocious on sandwiches.
It's awful on
sandwiches. Disagree.
Don't.
Really?
You put sprouts in smoothies?
Walk me through your perfect sandwich and tell me it doesn't have sprouts.
I like, like a nice turkey with a little sprout action.
Turkey and sprouts and that's it?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Love it.
Oh, and I'll hang out with dolphins. Sandwiches. Dude. Hope those sandwiches get here soon.
I really, really hate sprouts. I think of all the sandwich
My dad is crying laughing over here.
Saying fuck sprouts.
He's so bad.
He's been quiet for an hour and a half of podcasting but cannot contain fuck sprouts. Do you want to do a guest moment?
Do you hate sprouts too?
What kind of sprouts?
The little ones that go on the sandwich. The ones that
are
like
the
bean sprouts. I like Brussels sprouts, but bean sprouts?
No, the bigger sprouts. There's little.
Oh, the ones that are like white, that are like in pho?
Bigger sprouts. You could put that in the sandwich. Not quite like hair.
It's not. So the pho.
Well, you turned because a second ago you were saying full on fuck sprouts. Now you're like, maybe though.
Okay, so the ones that are.
It's just the violence against sprouts was hilarious.
Bean sprouts, love.
So bean sprouts are good in pho, but I'd still rather have more noodles.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Like
bean sprouts are like watery and crunchy.
There's no time where I'm gonna be like, oh, instead of this, could you give me sprouts?
Yeah.
There's
they
almost
are in the pho accoutrement rankings. Yeah. They have to be F tier. They are the bottom.
Oh,
you think they're what are they better than? What are they better
They're
than?
They're part of what the experience.
I know. I like them as part of the experience, it's but I'm saying as a ranking of all the five different things
symphony.
You put in there.
You take out one instrument. Sure, okay, it sounds
sure,
bad
but I'm asking you to rank all five of them independently.
All five? What are the five? What are the five? You had those locked on?
Sriracha, like poison sauce, or...
squirt of lime.
Sauce yeah. heavy.
Lime.
Lime? What
lime,
is it?
Lime, jalapeno.
Okay.
There's
and
like
then the
basil.
The bittery,
Thai
yeah,
basil.
Thai basil.
Oh, Thai basil.
All I'm saying.
Slaps.
Yeah, it's like salty, sweet, bitter, and crunchy. Mm-hmm. The sprouts are the crunchy. That's the worst.
I disagree. When I have pho, I cannot have enough sprouts
so,
in mine.
So you think they're better than sriracha? Do you think they're better than the sweet sauce?
No, I think that I'm not taking one element out.
I'm trying.
That's
the
whole.
That's
the
whole premise.
Souffle deflates.
That's the premise. I'm not talking about the soup. Pho is perfect as it is. Don't you dare not
I would
have
take out
pho
the
without
jalapenos.
Those sprouts.
I'm taking out jalapenos because they're redundant. I have sriracha.
I think sriracha belongs in 2014 when it was invented.
How dare you?
Whoa,
sriracha
you
had its moment.
You take that back.
Okay, sriracha was so popular.
A decade of dominance like Marvel.
Like Marvel.
What about a sriracha mayo, bro?
I had to eat, though.
I mean,
I eat that.
Yeah, Miles, I'm not going to be out here in Williamsburg wearing my sriracha shirt anymore.
Yeah, right. We can't wear that
don't
anymore.
Don't drag the sauce just because it's not cool to like sriracha anymore.
So dragging bean sprouts is okay, but sauce isn't.
Yes. Bean sprouts never had a moment.
And maybe they should.
I accept that you think that bean sprouts are better than jalapenos, and I disagree.
You know, this is an evergreen episode, so it's possible that when you're listening to this, like, these guys don't even know that bean sprouts are hot right now.
It's possible they will have
that's true.
A day,
yeah.
But I won't celebrate that day.
They're a great part of the soup. They're essential. Yeah.
Bean sprout fam, give me a comment below if you love bean sprouts like I do. Give a little BS down below.
I'm trying to think of a time where I had bean sprouts and I was like, yo. And I can't think of a single like, one.
Bean sprouts, plain.
Or like any sprouts. I don't think I've ever been like, oh, give me more of those sprouts.
Those are good beans.
Can
sprouts.
I have an extra helping of
you guys have any more bean sprouts back there?
You know what? Next time we go out to eat, I'm taking all your bean sprouts.
I never said I didn't
give
want them as part of something else.
Ned's fucking hates bean sprouts.
No, I love bean sprouts.
Print that audio. We're done here. Miles, move it on.
Moving it on.
Cut everything out of the segment.
All right. Except for that. This next one.
If someone can change their Twitter username to be Ned Loves Bean Sprouts.
That's incredible.
DateNightCookbook.com.
That's right. Food related. Jason Mraz covered in syrup.
He's yours.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Is that hot?
I think that's hot. I would definitely like... click through.
It's a little sticky.
To read more about it. If that was a headline, if that was a trending Twitter topic, I'd click it.
Yeah, you have my click.
For sure. I'm now picturing Jason Mraz like slowly drowning in a vat of maple syrup, but he's just like scatting the whole time, asking to be saved. That's what he does.
Is, Ned, science question.
Yeah.
Could syrup be so thick that it acts as that, that type of liquid that can be a solid when it has the right amount of force applied to it? What's that called? The oobleck. Could maple syrup be an oobleck? Is it dense
probably
enough?
Probably. I think no, because it's still going to have a lot of water in it.
Fuck. How can we make an oobleck out of maple syrup?
I think ooblecks have metal in them, and that's...
Really?
How metal?
Yeah.
Oobleck.
I'm not really sure. I'd have to do some reading on the subject.
Could you give us an update next week about maybe Science Daddy could be? We're making oobleks.
We're making oobleks today.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty good. I would love to see Wes run across a liquid solid.
All right, next topic. Here we go. Ned, but he's covered in leeches.
Ew.
Hot.
No.
Hot.
How's that hot?
I would also click through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be hot in that like your ripped body is like covered in leeches.
I personally wouldn't feel comfortable in that situation. And I feel the hottest when I'm nice and cozy.
But that's how hot you are, even being eaten to death by leeches.
Wow, even covered in leeches, I'm still hot?
Damn.
Dang. What about if I'm covered in bean sprouts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a crunchy daddy right there.
Leeches are spooky.
Spooky. There was, I don't know if we've told this, when we did the Try Guys Try Not to Die, it was one of our early...
You must have told it, but maybe not on the tripod.
Miles, do you know the story?
Yeah, I think I do, yeah.
All right, moving on.
Eugene
got covered in leeches.
But no cameras were rolling. It was just for a thumbnail. He rubbed mud on his body. We're like, you don't have to do that. And then all of a sudden, he just starts screaming and running.
Great thumbnail,
leeches.
Though.
Oh, God. That
was a good thumbnail.
Good thumbnail.
We got it.
All right. Lawrence Fishburne.
This
but he
is
smells-
still all Call Your Daddy.
I put more effort into this part of the podcast.
I like this one. This, yeah, this I love the Summer of Hotness.
Yeah. Summer of Hotness.
But, you know,
yeah.
I'm just going to say really quick.
Yeah.
You know, the one where, like, Ned covered in leeches, mm-hmm. the guy covered in syrup, they're trying too hard, too. Whereas just talking about bean sprouts opens
that
up
good.
Really good conversation.
How about this one? You ready for it?
Yeah.
Also, you did not need to steal from another podcast. This is an original concept, and I would say has less to do with Call Her Daddy than it does.
We've
just
struggled to turn everything here.
Yeah,
sexual.
I mean,
please
like,
continue.
Look,
I'm
it's
it.
For the title. It's because I wanted to make the title "Stealing from Other Podcasts."
Love how you're thinking.
Yeah. Thinking, I learned from you guys. So, yeah.
All make
right,
me proud.
Baloney,
hot.
Really?
Baloney? Oh, I as a child used to eat so much baloney.
We talked about this. Baloney tunnels.
Oh yeah, you love baloney tunnels. I would just eat baloney, but you can do fried baloney.
Ew.
It's good though. Have you ever had it?
I bet it's great.
It's just hot baloney. It's good.
Not bologna, my favorite, but I think it's hot.
Bologna mustard mayo on white bread is the most basic, simple pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a scene in Bridesmaids where a guy like has bologna over his naked body?
Sounds right.
I think so.
Hmm.
I'd like to see it.
Is spam in the bologna family?
They are similarly they're made similarly, I believe. You know, it's just some, you know, meat mishmash.
Yeah.
Pureed and
meat mishmash.
I know spam's been having its moment again, and spam's I know it's good. Popular in Asian food, but yeah.
All the flavors of spams now. They got all these spams. We could do a Keith Eats Every Kind of Spam.
You guys ever have a musubi?
Bro, musubis?
I love musubis.
It's like the bologna sandwich of other people's culture.
So shout out to, there's a place here
exactly
in LA called.
Well, because it's not just Asians. There's also like, you know, Indonesians, Polynesian. There's lots of people who do musubis. So I didn't want to just say Asia because it's not just Asia.
There's a place here in LA called Sunny Blue that has all different types of musubi. So if you don't know, it's like this little rice pocket covered in seaweed, but like almost like a sandwich, like a half thing, like a taco of seaweed.
It's like kind of a ball shape?
A ball, yep, yeah, and like a little triangle, and you have different seasonings on it.
Yeah.
But then this plate, so spam musubi is the classic, but they do a spicy salmon musubi.
Teriyaki chicken.
Chicken teriyaki,
musubi.
That's my favorite.
Good.
So good.
I like the spam ones. I
spam's
like the original.
It's not just a Japanese originated thing.
It might be originated
a lot of
from
cultures
there,
have their...
but Hawaii has them, and it's like very a part of Hawaiian culture. And there's other places that
they're
have
delicious.
Them. The Philippines maybe have
great street food.
Have them, I think so.
Mm, yeah.
They're really good. Guys, down to your local place that has musubis.
Shower it with bean sprouts.
Shove it in your mouth. No, bean sprouts would ruin a musubi.
Yeah, I would say that doesn't belong.
Print that audio.
Meatball subs.
Oh
hell
hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you're shoving
like
hot balls in your mouth.
It. And it's also nicknamed a grinder.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Have these all been food?
Yeah. Huh? No, not all of them.
Not all of them, but
one was about your penis.
Nice.
Yeah. I love meatball subs. haven't had a good one in a long time, but Uncle Polly's near where Zach used to live is really good. They have a good meatball sub.
Mm. Subway meatball sub.
No.
Yeah.
I don't
care. Oh, my God.
Strike that from the record.
Probably
so
the worst one.
We're
so
not
hot.
Going to support.
But I do love a good meatball sub. Mm-mm.
We're just talking about all the foods I can't eat anymore.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Who would have thought you could shove balls of ground beef and marinara sauce into some bread and call it a meal?
Here's what I'll say about meatball subs. I feel like they're a starter sandwich, but then I kind of forgot about them. I ate them all as a kid.
Yeah.
And then I kind of went off them.
You know why? Because children love spaghetti.
That's a good point.
And it's the great bridge between spaghetti and sandwiches.
You know, in our cookbook, we have a recipe for a 1-pound meatball.
You're fucking kidding me.
You're fucking
kidding me. How do you
cook
that?
Me.
Without burning the outside.
Yeah, it's tricky. You bake it a little low and slow.
Mm. Why would I want that?
Well, it's...
Centerpiece.
Is it, how big is a 1-pound meatball?
It's a softball.
I was picturing
someone.
A bowling ball.
It's a softball.
It's related to a story, a place in Chicago where they served a 1-pound meatball on one of our first dates, and I didn't know that Ariel didn't eat meat, so I ordered it, and she was like, no, that's all on you.
Did you
boss.
Eat it?
I tried to. I got pretty far.
I think I could eat a whole pound of beef.
Could you fit an entire
I was like
meatball
trying to,
in your
like,
mouth?
Not that one.
I think a normal size one I could.
Oh, yeah. Normal size. I get a handful of them in there.
Unless it's like Nana style.
It's like,
what if we do a... Okay. I got a video pitch. Let's do, it's called Pac-Man IRL, where we have a maze of meatballs, and Keith has to eat all the meatballs.
Bro, this is a great idea.
We're dressed as little ghosts, and we have to get ya. And, but yeah, if you can eat all the meatballs, then you win.
If the, I mean, honestly, the meatballs need to be probably marble sized to reasonably eat a whole maze full of them, but I think I could, and I think that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
We have to have them like hanging on little strings so that you like they need to be your height so you can just
I need to be able to just
sounds like a Mr. Beast video. I think this is good. Yeah.
Miles, do you know about like the four ghosts? Each have like a different directive in the game. There's like they're algorithmically like red always follows you, like pink always tries to do a pincer movement, like yellow or whatever. There's one that always goes like backwards and tries to long game, long con trap you. And then the last one always just moves at random.
Yeah, he's just random.
I've been playing that game for how many years and I had no idea. It never even occurred to me to think that they had different.
Mm-hmm.
I love Pac-Man. Miss Pac-Man, I think, is the greatest arcade game.
It's a great game.
And it's so much better than Pac-Man.
Yeah.
So much better.
It has a great story, too.
Yeah.
There's a video game docuseries and has an episode about Pac-Man and about how Miss Pac-Man and how indie developers actually made Miss Pac-Man and then sold it to Pac-Man.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They added all these add-ons to Pac-Man because Pac-Man originally was very simple. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're like, it needs to be better. It needs better sounds. So a third-party company made add-ons to Pac-Man and then eventually like figured out a way to like actually make Pac-Man.
That's really cool.
They made the upgrades to the game and they called it, and it was Miss Pac-Man was what ultimately became the upgraded Pac-Man game.
Huh.
Also, she's Miss Pac-Man before she meets Pac-Man, so she's her own woman.
Mm. Yeah.
Not
Ms. Pac-Man. Siblings.
Pac-Man. Ms. Or Ms. sibling or incestuous siblings.
Yeah.
No.
Right?
Oh, they don't have genitals.
They kind of are.
Act one, they meet. Act two, they kiss.
Right.
In ours.
Act three, you die because it gets hard.
I've never seen it.
In our video, what will be the super pills where I get to chase you?
Horse tranquilizer. You get really aggressive.
The chicken meatball. Like a fried chicken.
Oh, maybe it's just like a fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
But I have to eat the whole sandwich.
Okay, here's what
chase
it is.
You.
When you get the super meatball, you pull a string and a bucket of sauce falls on all of us, and then you get to chase us and lick us clean.
Oh, God. Hot sauce.
That's hot for summer.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
Well, we've got one last one here. When someone holds the door for you, but you kind of wait for a second because you think they were just opening it, and then you realize and you say after you, and then they're like, no, I insist, and you grin and then walk ahead and say thank you as you walk by. Kind of uncomfortable, I guess.
It can be a meet cute. Yeah. That could have been a meet cute, so I would say there is some amount of heat.
Yeah, boner.
There's a little heat.
I think the thing that's definitely not hot is when you get trapped as the door opener.
Yeah.
Because you open the door for one person, and then right around the corner comes 30 people.
Uh-oh.
And you're trapped. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're trapped.
You work there now.
You are now the doorman.
Yeah. You're saying if the 30 people are not like your group.
Right. They're just, yeah.
If
you
it's
just
your
got
group,
trapped.
I feel like you feel like the host.
Yes. If it's your group, that's one thing. But problem is normally you hold it for your group, which is 7 people. But those other people behind don't realize they're your group. So they just think, kind gentleman holding the door for me.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck. I have actually been stuck as a doorman for a good 2 minutes before.
Wow.
Because like people kept, because as soon as I was about to go in, people came coming from the other direction of the building. And I was sort of trapped. And I just, that was just my life. I didn't know when it was going to end. I remember it being cold, too, and I didn't have a coat on. So it was like especially unfortunate for me.
So sorry.
But I got through it.
And you know what? I bet you looked pretty hot doing it.
I bet they thought I was hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot.
Well, that was Number of Hotness and Call Her Daddy.
Thanks, Daddy.
Thanks, Daddy.
Yeah, and we got one more podcast that we're going to rip off here.
At least one more. We've done
two.
We've done the daily.
Three.
Talked about dolphin fucking. And then we did Call Her Daddy talking about something completely unrelated.
Yeah, on our show.
You know, we did. We got 50 minutes, and, we've done three.
All right.
So here we go. My Favorite Murder, a very popular podcast where they talk about, you know, murderers, et cetera. So I'm going to read sort of a spooky murder. Thing about Jack the Ripper, and get ready for it. Here we go. Some dozen murders between 1888 and 1892 have been speculatively attributed to Jack the Ripper, but 5 are considered canonical.
Marianne Nichols, Annie Chapman, Elizabeth Stride, Catherine Eddowes, and Mary Jane Kelly. All but one of Jack Ripper's victims were killed while soliciting customers on the street. In each instance, the victim's throat was cut, and a body was usually mutilated in a manner indicating that the murderer had at least some knowledge of human anatomy.
Whoa.
On one occasion.
You're nailing this. I'm so proud of you, man.
Thanks, baby. On one occasion, half a human kidney, which may have been extracted from a murder victim, was mailed to the police. Uh-oh. The authorities also read a series of taunting notes from the person calling himself Jack the Ripper and purporting to be the murderer. Now, did you just yawn?
I yawn, thanks.
Okay.
It's because I've heard this a billion times. This is one of the most known ones. There's no surprises. I've seen the Unsolved episode about it. I've heard another crime about it. Yeah. It's, you know, it's one of the ones.
Yeah.
Anatomy made me think about the meatball again. And I was like, well, you know, you could also sous vide it. Anyone
also,
ever tried that?
Sandwiches should be here any minute.
Sandwiches should be here soon.
You're going to murder
that
meal.
What would be our perfect crime? If we had to say
murder someone.
Okay. It seems like something that you could have a video set and then, I don't know, kill Sam.
I wouldn't kill Sam.
No. Well, yeah. But
do you want to kill Sam?
No, I love Sam.
You could literally name anyone else in the company and I'd be like, yeah, spendable. But Sam, not a chance.
That's true. Yeah, I love Sam. He's a sweetheart. We got to get him on the pod.
Oh. Give me someone else that you want to kill at the company.
Okay, who else? I mean, Will is the obvious choice.
You can't kill Will.
He is closest with Will.
He would think it was funny.
Yeah, it'd be a goof.
He's got that mullet.
Yeah. You think he would think this whole segment's funny?
Yeah, probably.
I would never kill Will.
No. I FaceTime Will every day, multiple times a day.
No kidding.
We talk because we don't get to see each other anymore.
Oh, that's cute.
I get to see him on FaceTime.
What do you talk about?
All sorts of shit. We were like, hey, what's up, man? What are you doing? He just got a dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
He just got a dog?
Why didn't he tell me?
He's got a dog. Because me and Will are fucking tight, man.
I didn't know he got a dog.
He's one of my groomsmen.
He's one of your groomsmen?
Will's one of my groomsmen.
My gosh.
You guys are not my groomsmen.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
What are you talking
about? You're coming to the wedding.
We're so close.
Wait, what?
I came to your Valentine's Day party.
You're coming to my wedding.
We're coming to the wedding?
Obviously.
Where is it?
I'm not saying on the
what
podcast.
What am I wearing?
I don't know yet.
I didn't expect to be invited to Miles' wedding.
Come on.
So this is great.
So I guess this means I should invite you to my wedding. Huh?
Well, that's
bro,
a
you always
decide.
Invite everybody who could give you a good gift if they can't
come. Oh, that's true. I'm going to give you a real
gift. Why do you guys think you're coming to my wedding?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, obviously we're going to the wedding.
Wait, I will say this is quite touching to know. Like, you guys met Will and Miles at our company.
Wow.
That's true.
It's
like
a groomsman.
That's true.
It's like you have a baby together.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, I'm gonna FaceTime Will right now.
You're FaceTiming him on the pod. There we go.
I'm gonna tell him that Miles is willing to murder him for that little bit more inch of fame.
Say it's just you guys and Miles isn't in the room. I can surprise him.
He's going to know.
He's going to not know. He's just a fucking fool.
Yo, what's up?
Will, we heard that you FaceTime Miles all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
How come you don't FaceTime us?
I mean, I think that would be a little weird. You know, you guys have a lot more demands on your time. Miles is just sitting there twiddling his thumbs.
Will, don't tell them that. I have work.
Oh, so Miles has a lot of free time. He needs more on his plate.
Yeah, Will's coming out the gate.
Okay, so we should add. Maybe we'll make another couple podcasts.
Did Will know we were about to call him? I feel like he came out like guns ablaze, and
he's
just so ready for this call.
You got a new
dog.
Didn't
we hire Miles an intern?
We were
overworked.
Wait, tell us about your dog, Will.
Her name is Nelly.
Named after the rapper. I love it.
Big fan.
No, named after Melanie Griffith because I watched Something Wild the night that I adopted.
Nice.
Requested her from the shelter. She's afraid of everything.
Nice.
Trying to get her used to the world. It's kind of ironic to have an animal more afraid of things than me.
Well, if Miles were to murder you, what would be the perfect crime type of way to do it so that your bosses would never find out?
Yeah, well, I was wondering.
And we'd just be sad. And
that's a great
funeral.
Question. Mm-hmm. Very, very good question. I would say probably some sort of poisoning, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I think poison's hard to detect. And Miles knows enough about my habits that, like, playing Magic the Gathering online. And then he like poisons my beer or something, and then he'd just be like, "Oh no, Will's dead."
You open a pack, but instead of magic cards, it's like a rat trap that Yeah. Hits your hand and then it taps his poison.
If you gave me a pack and had it clip my finger and like poison me, that would totally work.
That's good. You're like, oh, that's strange. I've clipped my finger.
Well, Will Whitwer, such a pleasure to have you on the podcast. What a thrill. Final question. We hear that you're going to be a groomsman at Miles' wedding. Do you think that we should also be?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. I think
he's got my back.
He just said he felt weird FaceTiming us.
Yeah.
We're going to have to fix that.
Yeah.
I want to have an open workplace where we all
do. We have a video where we, the four Try Guys, compete to be one of your groomsmen?
That's a great video idea.
Open workplace.
Yeah.
So
this is us pressuring an employee to have us.
I would like to put a bid in to be your future groomsman, and whatever I can do to get there, you let me know.
That doesn't sound like it passes the HR test.
Thank you so much, Will. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Will.
Send us pictures of your dog. Oh, he hung up.
He just heard, send us pictures of your dick.
That's funny. Yeah.
Wow, that was fun. You know, this has been great. And, you know, sometimes I think people are stealing from our podcast.
Yeah.
I hear people giving people advice on their podcast all the time.
Yeah.
That's our shit. Uh-huh. That's our thing. We have a great we have a great advice boy.
Thanks, man.
He's so good at advice. He's got all the advice in the world.
Thanks, Keith.
And it's time for our next segment. Boy advice. Advice boy.
Advice boy.
Advice boy.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Advice that'll go 4 miles.
Have you ever wanted your teeth to be clean?
Nah, make them yellow.
Forget everything you know about teeth, Ned, because teeth are a thing of the past.
Oh, I got a picture of Will's dog. It's cute.
Stop the podcast. Oh, my God.
That's a cute dog. Look at his dog.
It's very cute.
So cute.
He's afraid of everything. He's going to meet my dog soon.
Gosh. What about my teeth?
Your teeth are doing it wrong.
Oh, there's a second picture where he's curled up into a pillow.
Oh, he likes pillows.
Will, stop interrupting my segment.
Oh, he's so cute. Look, cute boy.
Swish, swish, bish. Katy Perry, anyone?
I love her.
That's a good
Don't love that song, though.
A lot of people think that Becky looks like her in a recent picture she took.
Katy Perry and Shawn Mendes together at last.
Maybe that's it.
It looks like Will has like one of those old FM radio alarm clocks. I need to ask him about
that.
I feel like having it on my phone is actually bad for
that.
You know,
sounds like
wake
a Will
habits.
Thing.
Leave the salty liquid in your mouth. Toothpaste is here to stay. And I'm not talking about rent. I'm talking about brushing your teeth and leaving it in.
Oh, you're saying not to rinse your mouth.
Don't rinse your mouth out with soap, Ned. Because you're a naughty little stink talker. Brush your teeth and then apparently, and I haven't tried this yet, but you brush your teeth and then you spit and you don't swirl. You're going to want to leave that paste in there.
I don't know about this one, Miles.
Paste, look, a 10 out of 10 dentists agree.
I don't think that's true.
You're supposed to leave that pus in there.
Puss?
And you're supposed to leave the clump.
You don't even need toothpaste.
Paint. Do it with paint for all I care.
You don't need toothpaste at all. It's the
what?
The toothbrush is like
it's the
real
physical
thing.
Hello? No, wait, what? I heard that, okay, because I saw a dentist on TikTok that said, hey, leave your toothpaste in. That's why my teeth are so sparkling.
He's trying to get TikTok views by telling someone
you can
something
lie
that's
on
like
TikTok?
Mind-blowing, but
So remember when
Have you
were a kid?
Seen any of the cooking hacks on that thing?
Becky
hacks.
Is always coming in being like, if you slap a watermelon, it'll be sliced.
She loves that. She believes she's ready to drink the truth.
Do you want to hear something different about the way you do something every day? Well, listen to this.
Yeah. But I heard
remember
that you're
when
supposed
you were
to
a kid.
Do you know what that's from? That's a gamer thing, Ned. I'm proud of you.
I don't think
you're a
I
gamer
know
now,
from.
Bro.
I gamer
Valorant.
So remember when you were a kid, you would put like, if you have a sleepover and you just put toothpaste on your finger and you just kind of rub it around and then switch. That's like the opposite. What you need, like that's just, so imagine like you're trying to clean something and you just squirt soap on it and then just shimmy it around and dump it. No, you need abrasion, baby.
Yeah,
you need that bristle.
Yeah, you need, I mean.
The brush is doing the work.
Toothpaste is helpful for whitening specifically.
Target protection.
For cleaning your teeth.
Really?
The brush is actually the more important. That's why you're supposed to change out your brush.
My dad's a doctor, not a dentist. But Dad, in your expert medical opinion, not a dentist.
This is a stupid conversation.
That's true.
That's true. That's every week. It is every week.
That kind of sums up the podcast.
That's awesome.
So if anyone wants to steal from us, just have a really stupid conversation.
Make sure you focus hard in on the part where we talked about the dolphin thing. That's the thing to steal.
Yeah. It's a good story.
Make sure you subscribe, rate us 5 stars, all the good stuff. Check the merch at tryguys.com. Pre-order my cookbook, Date Night cookbook.com, and Zach,
don't
just
take acid with dolphins.
If you learned anything today, don't take acid with animals.
So
you'll
both have a good trip.
We don't know that.
That's what the dolphin study said.
The guy who was high with the dolphin thought.
Yeah. We trust that guy?
The dolphin can't communicate enough to say what the dolphin said. Well, right. Dolphin didn't even understand what was happening.
The psychic connection, Keith. We just couldn't prove it, but it was there. Anyway.
Get yourself some Zatico tea at Zatico.com and get yourself some Keith's Chicken Sauce at KeithsChickenSauce.com. And this other sauce,
really don't plug
too.
That, huh?
Why not?
Maybe I should.
Why not?
Keith! Here's with the
efficient tripod.
Wait, can I be part of your bundle now? Can we do a hot?
Oh my gosh!
Cook box.
I think we could do a kitchen set.
Keith, hit us with the efficient tripod fish song.
Hey, it's the tripod. Thanks for coming.
You're not gonna sing a song about taking acid with dolphins?
Well, it was. You said efficient. Ask for the efficient one. Yeah. So
okay,
efficient
now
is short.
Now hit us with the taking acid with dolphins theme song.
Oh, put half of your body in a bath, and fill the other half with a dolphin. Then take a little piece of paper with a little bit of LSD, put it on each of your tongues, just one for them and one for me, and then you'll have a psychedelic experience with a dolphin. With a dolphin! With a dolphin! It's a tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.